Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio. Terry and Robin's Power Hour, a show where we create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Terry and Robin.
And good evening, everybody. Good afternoon. Good morning. Good wherever in the world you are. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are listening to the Power Hours. And I am joined tonight, as always, by my lady, my love, my partner, my sweetheart. Robin, how you doing?
Hi, Bonnie. I'm doing pretty well.
All right. And we're celebrating Beltane tonight, which is kind of cool. And we had a nice gathering with some friends. Didn't do much in the way of ritual, but we did consume food together and had a nice little feast on Beltane here.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to do a ritual with all of our Tuesday night coven. So I'm pretty excited. This is a wonderful time of year. I mean, and you know, although the weather here has been absolutely dreadful for the last several days, there were signs. You know, you look out at the crab apple tree, and it's we've got this hybrid, but it's actually just, what is it? It's not hybrid. It's grafted. So we got one half of the tree, and it kind of intermingles a little bit with the other half, and one half is white and the other half is pink with the blossoms. And
mm-hmm.
So you've got this kind of explosion of color, and it's absolutely beautiful, and it lets us know that, you know, it's that time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the plants or the trees are starting to bloom, and we'll be going toward fruit soon, and you know, creation is happening. So,
yeah, absolutely.
So what are your thoughts about Beltane?
Well,
prepare our minds and our thoughts for the ritual tonight.
Yeah. Beltane signifies the movement from the young lovers, the, you know, personification, if you will, of the goddess as the young awakened but still somewhat innocent lover into basically motherhood. I mean, this is the time of the year where they consummate their relationship, and the earth becomes fertile and, you know, blossoms forth with life, and as does she as well. So it represents an awful lot. Also, this time of year, again, like Samhain, also represents the passage from the dark season into the season of light, into the season of growing, into the season of plenty. There's so much symbolism that goes along with Beltane, the return of Persephone to her mother, and the earth blooms. And it's amazing how universal that particular myth is.
Some version of... Yeah, we were talking about that over the weekend. Some version of that. Either the sun god isn't doing his job warming the earth, or the earth mother isn't doing her job. And, you know, in one way or another.
And usually pertaining to a wayward child in some way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, we're understanding that.
Yeah.
You know, children get to an age and then they become, you know, mindful. But, so, you know, the great union of the great rite that we celebrate in a lot of rituals, and particularly in, we performed the symbolic great rite in our hand fasting last summer, and, you know, you see that union, taking place in a lot of rituals, and this is what we're actually celebrating. This is what we are symbolizing and celebrating when we perform the great rite, whether it is symbolic or actual. We are celebrating this act of creation.
When you really come down to it, the continuation of new life, the planting of the new life, and the, you know, the bearing of children and the raising of children, at its barest, most basic essence, that's really what life is, boils down to, is the people you leave behind to remember you, to carry on, to look down from wherever we go to be proud of, and to continue. I mean, that's really our primal, our most primal and most, I don't want to say base because that has a poor connotation, but it's at our core who we are and what we need to do. All the other stuff, you know, the trappings of you know, I have to have a cool car, I have to do this, I have to do that. It's all, you know, I have to have a great job. It's all facade. That's all stuff that we don't necessarily need. But what we do need in the end is family and people to love and people whom we love. So, and people to love us. So that's really what this holiday in a lot of ways celebrates.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, with all of that said, are you about ready to go ahead and let's get the ritual started?
Sure, whenever you're ready.
All right, and we'll go ahead and start now and do the ritual, and then we'll take a short break, come back and speak with the ritualist after.
Okay. Become aware of the people around you, both physical and in other places around the globe. We've come together in the spirit to celebrate Beltane, as the awakening of the earth begins again, and we look forward to the new growth, fertility, and abundance of the new growing season. For tonight, we celebrate creation. During this rite, we will meet each elemental prior to requesting their presence, protection, and assistance with our rite. All archetypes stem from the origins of the elementals, so it is imperative that first we come to know them and are comfortable with them every day. So you may notice that the ritual format has evolved slightly to accommodate this movement toward a deeper connection and greater understanding. In this way, we are teaching, and in so doing, honoring the gods by the sharing of our experience and knowledge granted to us by them. So please take a deep breath, ground yourself, and prepare to meet the elemental beings.
focus and become aware of the opening of your crown chakra. Envision pulling energy into you from the universe. A clear blue white light of the universe filling your head, stopping at your third eye. Now open your third eye chakra and feel the energy as it fills you to your throat chakra. See the ball spinning light at your throat and then open it. And feel the blue-white light of the universe fill you to your heart chakra. At your heart, see the ball of light and let it open, filling your body down to your solar plexus. Open the solar plexus chakra and feel the light of the universe move to your second chakra. And let it open, filling your entire torso and head, stopping at your base, at your root chakra. Feel the energy of the universe, the clear blue white light of the universe filling you. Feel the pressure, feel it, and then open your root chakra. And allow the energy to spill into your arms and legs, down into your feet, out into your hands. You have so much energy spilling out that you cannot contain it all. Raise your hands, stretch them out in front of you. Open your palm chakras to the universe and feel and see the blue-white light of the universe streaming from you, connecting with all of the others around this circle, across the globe, everyone listening to my voice tonight. Be aware, as we create a web, all of the beams of light weaving themselves, surrounding us, surrounding the world. It is protecting this space and this time, a time between the realms, a world of its own, created by the we, who are connected by the light of the universe here tonight to honor our gods.
You are comfortably warm. Your physical body firmly rooted in this, in your space. You are acutely aware as you float in a sea of mental tranquility, safe, ready, protected, and reaching out towards your gods inside this sacred space cleansed by our light and full of the energy of the divine.
I cast the circle of ancient lore.
Waves upon a timeless shore.
It has no beginning nor an end.
It knows neither foe nor friend.
Ouroboros of legends old.
Rings of power forged of gold.
A ring around a silvery moon.
I cast you now, O ancient rune. Turn to the east and take a deep breath and exhale. Feel your orientation on the planet. Raise your arms high, stretch out your palms, extending the light from your body towards the east. Call. Call to the wind. Feel the wind blowing on your face and body. Look deeply at the wind. See the face of the wind and feel its physical presence. extend the light from your body towards the wind and feel it energetically. Invite it to know you as well. Become one with the wind, entwined in its currents. Rise up and see the world as wind sees it. Soar and twirl, spin, dip, and dive. Be the hurricane bending trees and clearing forests. Be the gentle breeze playing across the water's surface. Feel a gentle playfulness of wind and its fierce, terrifying power. Its ability to destroy and send missiles flying free to wreak havoc and the gentle caress of its soft breezes on your cheek and in your hair. Feel light as a feather carried in the breeze. Feel yourself as the bird soaring on its warm updrafts. Fly free of your body. You are the wind, tumbling free with no direction. The element of air rises to guide and support you. The elemental gives you the kiss of a breeze on your cheek to communicate the promise of a friendship newly found.
Spirits of the East, O creatures of air, we call upon you and invite you to join us at Beltane. Share with us your gifts, your winds that spread the seeds of fresh ideas, inspiration to create new art, and surge forward into this season of new growth. Tonight, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail.
And welcome.
You are still that being of light, standing in your sacred space out of time. The elemental being of air is present and standing in the east. Now turn toward the south. And immediately feel the heat on your face. Raise your arms high. Stretch out your palms, extending your light toward the heat. Take a deep breath and exhale. Call fire to you with all of its passion and fierce creative energy. See the fire. Look deep into the flames and see the face of the fire elemental peering out at you from the flames. Reach out and see the light of the fire on your hands and feel its heat. Embrace the warmth. Take it into yourself. Merge its heat with your body. Feel it in your loins, in your heart, and on your skin. Feel your energies transform into fire. Fully merge your energies with it. Experience the chaotic dance of the flames. Look for something to fuel your flames, something to burn and create change within and without. Be the force of nature that is fire. Relentless, searching for fuel and seeking any new ground to expand onto. You are the flame, the destroyer and the bringer of new life. See the elemental being of fire standing before you. He extends himself towards you and gives you a flame in your heart as a gift of love and a beginning of understanding between you.
Spirits of the South, O creatures of fire, we call upon you and invite you to join us at Beltane. Share with us your gifts, your fires that burn so bright and warm, they renew us and fuel our passions. Ignite the fires within us that we may embrace this season of growth and of change. Tonight we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
And welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Welcome. And now turn to the west. Take a deep breath and exhale. Raise your arms high. Stretch out your palms, extending the light from your body towards the west. Call to water. Feel the moisture that is in your body. Now the moisture on your skin, your face, and body. Your eyes feel as moist pools to your soul. Look into the deep blue pool of water. Plunge into the waters. Swim beneath the sea, your eyes open. Your entire body is transparent, and every cell inundated by water. As you become water, flow and ebb. Float. Be a wave caressing the shore. Feel yourself evaporate upward into steam and become a light cloud in the sky, gathering moisture and becoming heavy and raining down. You are plunged back into the ocean, a never-ending cycle of transformation and cleansing. You are water, free, flowing, and strong. Nothing can impede your progress. The elemental being of water comes to you to give you shape and reform you into your body. Your mouth, full of water. You swallow and accept this life-giving gift as a gesture of kinship.
Spirits of the West, O creatures of water, we call upon you and invite you to join us at Beltane. Share with us your gifts, your waters of cleansing, the thrill of new emotion and intuition to look forward with anticipation of things to come. Tonight, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail.
Hail.
Hail
and
welcome.
Welcome.
Hail and welcome. Turn to the north. Take a deep breath and exhale. Raise your arms high. Stretch out your palms, extending the light of your body toward the north. Call to north. Call to earth. Feel the earth solid beneath you. Reach down and take a handful of earth. Examine it. Rocks, sand, crushed cells, shells, roots, and all the life. Worms, insect, bacteria, they are our brothers who share this planet. This earth feeds us all, the ultimate mother. Nurturing all who tread upon her soil. Look into her face. See your own face in her smile. And feel the cool embrace of the earth. Both calming yet invigorating with the energy of new growth. Submerge into the darkness of her caves. As an infant re-entering the womb. In the dark, listen to the sounds of the mother. You hear the heartbeat of the earth and all life surrounding you. You are huge and formless. Feel the elemental being of earth rise and shape you back into your form, made of the clay of the earth. She places in your hand a rock. To carry with you as a reminder that the mother carries you everywhere you go.
Spirits of the North, O creatures of Earth, we call upon you and invite you to join us at Beltane. Share with us your gifts of integration, your peaceful healing energies, and the abundance of a fruitful garden in full bloom, both in the physical and the spiritual realms. Tonight, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail,
hail
and welcome.
And welcome.
And welcome. Now, you may wonder why humans have honored the elements in rituals since the beginning of time. It is simple. None of us can exist without each of these foundations of life. Air to breathe, fire to warm us, water to drink, and earth to feed us. We are made of these. We are dependent upon them for our very lives. Embrace them, honor them, and they will befriend and guide you on your path.
Beloved ancestors, those who have gone before, we ask your guidance and aid this night and at all times. Join us as we welcome fertility and growth to the earth and the activity of the animals. As we look forward to warmer nights and longer days, join with us as we celebrate the fertility of the land, the love of family, and the gifts and traditions you have forged for us. Oh, beloved ones, with love and with respect, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail.
Hail.
And welcome.
And welcome.
And welcome.
Oh, God, lover of the goddess, Lord of the spring, we bid you join us here in this place and time. You are the lover awakening passion within the goddess with your energy. You walk through the world calling life to growth and the animals to activity. Join us as we honor the fertile earth, the return of growth and bounty in the world. Grant us the vision to see the changes that must take place. Embolden us to embrace the new growth that comes with the season of fertility and outward expression. Show us a clear path forward over the bridge to a place of joy and strength, a place bathed in your love. Help us to see far, to execute plans and do the necessary work to make our dreams come true. Join us, great lover God, as we honor you in this sacred festival. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail.
Hail
and welcome.
And welcome.
And welcome. Oh, goddess, maiden lover of the god, lady of the new awakening, we bid you join us here and now. You are the maiden awakened to the fertility of the earth, roused by the passion of the god and filled with desire. Please join us as we honor the fertile earth and the return of growth and bounty in the world. Grant us the gift of your presence, your beauty, and your passion. You, by your mere presence, ignite the fires of nature. Embolden us to embrace the new growth that comes with this season of fertility and outward expression. Show us a clear path forward over the bridge to a place of joy and strength, a place bathed in your love and light. Join us, O maiden goddess, as we honor you in this sacred festival. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail,
hail.
And welcome.
And welcome.
Tonight, we celebrate Beltane.
And at Beltane, we embrace the greening of the earth. We embrace the joy of our lives and celebrate it with our families and friends, knowing the seeds we plant will bloom beautifully with the fullness of spring. So smile warmly and often, even at people we don't know. Practice random acts of kindness and spread love into the world wherever you go. Beltane is a time of awakened passions and creation, a time to turn the earth and plant your new garden in anticipation of the coming harvest. Time to let go of what once was. A time to look forward to what will be. Now is the time to lay stone foundations for new bridges, bridges to new paths forward. To take what has been learned, what has made you a better, stronger person, and shed light on the path and follow that path forward. A time to allow the God and Goddess to guide you to your own rebirth of a stronger, better you yet to come. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Tonight, we will participate in a guided meditation. We'll experience the joy, beauty, and the union of the Lord and Lady. We will seek to bring fertility and passion into our lives. We will seek them out to help us ignite the fires of desire and manifestations as we watch the fertility of the earth express itself in life and in growth all around us. As always, we will experience the presence of the Holy Ones and will be filled with their divine light and passion.
Breathe in that breath out. Another deep breath in and let it out. Close your eyes and find a comfortable position. Listen to the rhythms of your body. And as you listen, you begin to feel as if you are floating. Float and relax in this feeling for a few moments. Float, rest, relax. Listen to the rhythm. Now become aware of a circle of benches. And in the center of that circle is a compass on the ground. 8 tabs disappear into the trees. Tonight we take the southeastern path. Life is springing out all around us. Bright blossoms. The trees are in bloom. Smell the freshness in the air. Somewhere in the distance, someone has turned the earth and you can smell it. There's a very slight hint of cool with the warmth of the spring. A few butterflies have begun to flitter across the top of the grass. Birds are soaring in the air. You can hear and feel and see life all around you. As you walk along the path, you come to a stone bridge, a little stone bridge. Look down. You see a creek passing underneath, water moving fast, hurtling itself down the hill, splashing against the rocks, casting a mist onto your face. Feel the coolness and the dampness. Feel the Goddess take your hand in her hands. Your face is embraced by her. And now, see all of the burdens that you've been carrying. All of the heavy weights, all of the fears, resentments, anything that has held you back. See it materialize on the rail of the bridge. You may see it as packages, bundles, bricks or a box of rocks. Whatever it is that you see that symbolizes weighty cares and all of your inhibitions, Lay them all up on the bridge. See them one by one as they appear. And when you're sure that all of them are there, in fact, there may be a few you didn't realize. But when you're sure everything is there, smile and push it in. Push the whole pile off the rail and see it fall into the creek below. See it splash. See the water, see the goddess surround and sweep them all away. They are hers now. Some she may return because growth is about dealing with things. Some she will keep and take care of for you. In either case, in this moment, you are free. You are lightened and open. You are ready to experience the presence and guidance of the Holy One. Cross the bridge. Follow the path as it enters the forest. Feel the awakening. Feel the life. The path turns slightly to the left and then opens into a field. Plows have already begun furrowing the earth. Planting has begun. There's an incredible sense of excitement. As you cross the field, you see a small pavilion in front of a small temple. And as you approach, you see a smooth-faced lover god and the maiden goddess standing there looking at you. As you approach, they lean together and they share a kiss of love, a kiss of passion, the very kiss of creation. And as they kiss, the clothes they are wearing appear to shift and even dissolve. The boundaries between the two of them seem to blur. And while they are yet still two beings, they turn and enter their sacred temple. And a curtain falls. An older person in a crowd comes up to you and pulls you toward a maypole. And in the center of a circle of laughing people, you are handed a ribbon and invited to join in the dance. And the dance continues as you weave in and out, back and forth. Weaving back and forth and in and out with the people in the other circle moving towards you, and you're moving toward them, and you're laughing, and there's such joy. At last, the ribbons are tied around the base. The red and white ribbons are wrapped tightly and tied off at the base of the pole. As the dance finishes and the crowd is laughing, hugging each other, slapping each other on the back and just full of joy, there is a flash of blue-white light from the temple. Everyone turns, they see the curtain move, and a couple emerges. The lover and the maiden are now the mother goddess and the father god. Within her belly, she now carries the seeds of new life, new creation. His face now is covered with the beard of a man. The lover and the maiden are no more. The mother and the father step down two stairs and join into the crowd. The world is fertile once more. The Lord and the Lady have joined in a great act of creation. The union is complete. Where once stood potential, now stands the Lord and Lady of new growth and manifestation. You notice now tables and chairs. They bid you come sit with them. Sit now with the mother and the father and listen to their message for you. It may come in words, it may come in symbols, or it may come in a simple knowing. In whatever form it takes, listen. And now to the table. Between them, they reach down, lift a plate, and pull back a cloth. On the plate, a gift for you. A gift that applies to the message and to your mission. This may be something that you have received recently, or it may be something that will come to you in time. Whatever it is, know that you will receive it in the physical. Look on it. You may understand its meaning, or you may be completely baffled and need to meditate longer. In either case, be aware it has a meaning to you and to your coming messages. Thank the God and the Goddess for their messages, for their love, and for their gift. Everyone stands, the God and the Goddess embrace you. You are walked back to the path and bid farewell for now. Follow the path as it goes back through the forest, over the tree, over the bridge, back across the field to the bench where we began. Sit on the bench for a moment and contemplate. Think about what you've heard, what you've seen. Think about the gift and how it all applies. It is now time to return to our bodies. On the count of three, we will be returned to our bodies. One, we feel our hands and our toes and our fingers and our arms, and we begin to stretch back into our skin. Two, we feel our body stretch into it like a suit of clothes. Become aware of our bodies fully. Feel the earth beneath us. Feel our own weight. And three, we are fully returned to our bodies in our rooms, here and now.
goddess, God, ancestors and gathered beings of light, we have been blessed with your wisdom and guidance, messages, gifts granted, and bridges built to new places in our hearts and minds. We are grateful for all these and more. We ask that you continue to guide us towards seeking our personal truths and look upon us with kind eyes. May we always see and feel your light in our lives and hear your song in our hearts. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Mother Goddess, vessel of creation, lover and partner of the God, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night as we celebrate fertility and growth, and indeed, at all times. Please continue to work in our lives and guide us, and help us to listen, for we know that you are always with us. We offer you our love and our respect, and we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
And farewell.
Father God, planter of the seeds of creation, lover and partner of the goddess, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night as we celebrate fertility and growth. Please continue to work in our lives and guide us and help us to listen, for we know you are ever with us. We offer you our love and our respect. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail.
And
farewell.
And farewell.
And farewell.
Beloved ones, we thank you for being with us and aiding us in the celebration of growth and fertility. Please continue to work in our lives and guide us and help us to listen, for we know you are ever with us. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
And farewell.
Spirits of the North, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
And farewell.
Spirits of the West, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail.
Hail
and
farewell.
And farewell.
Spirits of the South, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
And farewell.
And farewell.
Spirits of the East, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail,
hail
and, farewell.
And farewell.
And farewell. The circle is open, but never broken. Merry meet, merry part, and merry shall we meet again. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
All right, well, let's go ahead and take a short break, listen to a song, round out a little bit, and we've got a couple of ads to play and all the fun business stuff we got to do, and we'll be right back and talk with our ritualists. So thanks for everybody for being with us. Stick around while we listen to Dance With Me by Jenna Green. Thank you.
the best of the play and the fiddler is playing the bar on hand out of steady. How I think it would do you some good to take my hand and move your feet. The pattern you follow, the present tomorrow, let your heart be wild and free. Play the small living and love is forgiven, forget on the floor and
The Magic Jukebox Podcast presents Caldera Fest Pagan Music Festival, May 26th through May 30th in Lafayette, Georgia. This event will feature the best in pagan music and over 100 vendors and workshops. Featuring Tuatha Day, Dave the Bard, S.J. Tucker, Wendy Rule, Digis Christ Super Drum, Dragon Ritual Drummers, and many more. Also featuring the official release of the Green Album. This eclectic compilation of thoughts and sounds will feature various acts performing at Caldera Fest, benefiting the Rainforest Trust. Come on out and have the time of your life. Caldera Fest Pagan Music Festival, May 26th through 30th at Cherokee Farms in Lafayette, Georgia. For more information, visit calderafest.com today. See you there.
Come join us on International Pagan Radio. We air great artists such as Tuatha Day, Dragon's Head.
Some of them come in the lonely, some of them stay for a spell, some of them stay for a message from the oracle in the well.
Green Fortune.
I remember when I first walked in this garden, I, against my will.
David Wood. Rising.
Lose yourself in rhythm, lose yourself in time, caught up in the spiral,
and many, many more.
Follow in the music, follow in the beat, dancing with.
Like our page and join our group on Facebook. InternationalPaganRadio.com, where it's all pagan, all the time.
Listening to Terry and Robin on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Tower and my lady, my love, my partner, Robin.
Hi, honey.
All right, and you're listening to the Power Hours. So, Wow, what a nice ritual tonight. That one resounded with me. I liked that one. So,
yeah.
Let's go ahead and get the thoughts from our ritualists, our Tuesday night coven, as it were, coming together with us for all of our rituals. And tonight we're going to start with Shira.
You started with me last week, or last
time.
Yes, we did.
You know what?
I'm sure it was me.
I'm going to tell you the truth.
What?
I'm looking at the order in which you guys appear in the chat room.
So next time, make Vega go in first.
Well, Vega came in first, and that's why you're in after him. So that's why I'm starting with you and working my way up. Yes. So if you get in first next time, then
I don't know. It's smacks of gender bias to me, if you ask me. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
that's okay. I was waiting for it. I could go, hi, honey. Okay. It was really nice and very relaxing. I know I drifted out a few times. When Robin said breathe, I opened my eyes and I had a cat's face right in my face. And then lay down on my chest. So, and that's where the cat stayed for a good part of it. I couldn't figure out what the gift was. I couldn't really see anything. I usually see something concrete, but I didn't get a definitive gift, but I just saw flashes of things like a tarot card, a cat, a tiger, and a snake. So just kind of flashes through those things, but I'm not really sure what that is. I think I'm trying to pay more attention to the cards, and I know my cats won't leave me alone, so I'm supposed to have more patience with them, because apparently they're trying to help me, besides just trying to kill me on a regular basis. But I think it's all kind of into that, to something just supposed to be calming or something. I don't know. I didn't get a definite, and I know I must have drifted out somewhere, so maybe it's in my subconscious because it came back. It might show up later.
In some dream or something at some point.
Yeah.
Pay attention to your dreams for the next few days.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, Vega, what about you?
I had a very relaxing time. It was a nice ritual, nice guided. I liked it. When the God and the goddess spoke to me, I heard one word very clearly. It was grow. And I think the gift was a book, but it was not very clear. And I'm not sure about it. But it was that shape. Could have been a deck of cards. I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, that's kind of where I was.
All right, very cool. All right, Niv, what about you?
Hi, everybody. This time was really high energy. Usually I'm, it's just very calm and I can go, but this was a real high energy event, period. And then it calmed, and when the gift that came to me was a lotus flower, but it wasn't completely open. It was like it was opening as I was watching it. And I'm totally aware of what that means, and that's how it felt to me, and that's what was going on, and it was like it was super fast, and then it just slowed as I'm watching this flower open. It was just very unique. So this was a well-written one, and it did make me think about where I'm going and where I'll end up, apparently.
All right. Well, I'm glad it was powerful and meaningful for you.
Thank you.
Oh, my lady.
Well, funny that Vega said grow. One of the things that was key tonight, that the thought that just wouldn't stop going away, was that we need to challenge people, and we need to challenge ourselves. And one of the things I think that I'd like us to talk about is creating a ritual for the next time where we all contribute a part, where it's not written down. And I think I might have mentioned this once before, but I think this time the message is really clear, that it's time for me to step up and say, okay, guys, we're moving forward here now. We've been doing this all together for well over a year now, almost two, and I think it's time.
Okay.
That was the message I got clearly tonight.
Okay. Well, we'll post something. We'll get a plan together, and we'll post something on the ritualist group on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Our next ritual is 3 weeks from tonight. It's a full moon, so perfect time to look at some new thoughts and ideas.
Okay.
It may be time to get rid of the script.
Mm-hmm.
As we all choke.
And run away really quick.
I'm coming to your house.
Okay.
We'll all hide.
What else did you take away from the ritual tonight, my lady? Or was that it? Was that the big...
the main thing for me. Other, you know, I mean, it's Beltane, and that's always wonderful, and I always get, you know, something out of that. But I think that was really the main thing.
Okay. as I said before, sometimes guiding the ritual, I'm focused and conscious more of the of the overall experience. But tonight, I just got a lot of green. I mean, it wasn't that I got a message per se, but I got a lot of green. Just everything was green, 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 everywhere. That very earthy and very, growth. But also the integration that comes with Earth. So I've got a little bit of meditating to do to follow completely the entire message. So there'll be more to it. So, again, I want to thank everyone for being with us tonight and lending your energies. We grow this week after week, month after month, now year after year. Those of you that are not aware, when we celebrate midsummer on the 21st of June, we will also be celebrating the second anniversary of the launch of this radio station. We launched with a midsummer ritual, and we'll be celebrating 2 years with our third on-air midsummer ritual. So,
awesome.
Yeah, just
cool.
A few
we
weeks
get cake.
Away.
We get cake.
Yeah. I mean, it's incredible. I mean, we have been doing this for almost 2 years now, and it's because of the listeners, it's because of the dedication of the people, the ritualists, Niv, helping us with everything that she does in the background, and helping Robin and I to get done the things that we do. Vega and Shira, just every ritual, you're always there anchoring the quarters for us and providing that foundation. that we can build on. And I just want to express my gratitude and my love for everyone that has made this station what it is and has carried us forward almost for 2 solid years now. So thank you all. I am honored to be a part of this with you.
Well, we're glad we can do it.
Yeah. Yeah, I was called away to the door a minute ago. Can you believe it? Anyway.
Kaboom!
Oh, Lord.
And if it wasn't for you, we couldn't be here anyway, so.
That's right.
It
yeah.
works both ways.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you, guys. All right, Robin, my lady, would you tell people how to get in touch with us and all the business stuff?
Sure. Well, one of the best ways to get a hold of Terry or myself is to write to us an email at littlestonebridge@gmail.com. You can also find us at Little Stone Bridge Pathworking's Facebook page. And the Facebook page is really, if you want to reach us in reference to us teaching or coming to an event, or, you know, personal counseling or health coaching or spiritual counseling or even wanting to learn, you have questions, it doesn't matter. That's a really good way to get in touch with us is through that Facebook page, Little Stone Bridge Pathworkings. Another way to get a hold of us is our private, our personal pages. You can get in touch with myself at Robin A. McKean, or you can get in touch with Terry at Rev Terry Power HP. You can also reach us at the station's email address, which is surn@gmail.org, I think.
No.
Tattoo that on her head.
Yeah, I'll do that. Just when you're ready, just tell me, and I'll do the station email.
Okay, you do the station.
S-U-R-N.
I never get this one right. I don't know what the problem is. It's backwards, I think.
I don't know. I'm gonna write it on the back of your hand before each ritual, before each show. But it is SURNORG. @gmail.com. So
the ORG throws you
off. Turn.org@gmail.com. And if you're interested in us coming out and speaking, get in touch with us. Our calendar's getting kind of full. We're holding off on everything between now and Memorial Day when we will be at Caldera Fest at the end of this month. The 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th of May, we're going to be at Caldera Fest. It is going to be a blast. Our very own Pagan Woodstock, be there, because everything from there forward will be after Caldera Fest. It's just going to be one of those moments. Also, on June 11th, Robin and I will be appearing at the Pittsburgh Pagans in the Park, and you can go look them up on Facebook. They've got a page. You can see where it's going to be. What's the site near for where they're going to be?
Me? Sorry.
Yeah,
you're going to be at Pagans
yeah.
in the Park.
Yeah.
It's Pittsburgh's Pagans in the Park. It is a benefit for the Pittsburgh Pagan Pride that's later in the fall. There will
mm-hmm.
be vendors and games and all kinds of stuff.
Where is it, darling? That's what I was asking you for.
I'm sorry. It will be in the Harrison Hills State Park, located in Natrona Heights, and that will be June 11th.
Okay, goodness. And then the weekend of the 17th, 18th, 19th, Robin and I will be at Ishtar Fest. Hands of Change is putting on that event, and we're really excited to be working with them. Robin's going to be working on a women's spirituality ritual, and I will be working with Hercules Invictus on a ritual and empowerment as well. So I'll look for those two events, and then we've got some stuff coming up in July, and then September, Labor Day weekend, is already booked. We've got we're going to be over at Libertine at Camp Midian in Indiana. There's a couple of other things that are in the works, so if you want us to come out and talk at your event or do a lot of remote personal appearances, get your messages to us now, because it is going to fill up pretty quickly. Robin, was there anything else that you wanted to share with our listeners tonight?
I think I'm good.
All right.
We
so
do.
Again,
well, hang on one second before you take off. Don't take off yet,
right.
Jerry. Ginger Doss will be here Thursday night.
Oh, that's right.
And
you're absolutely right.
Yes. You see, I've been up working, sweating my bullets today, trying to get that one song up, and it just won't go up, so I'll have to check it after the show. But she does have a new one that we definitely already have up. We're going to have
introducing a new song.
Yeah, it's called Thankful. And I've listened to it, and you're going to be blown away. Ginger has a very powerful voice. We're also going to have Brad from Murphy's Midnight Rounders, and we're going to have Tawatha Day. This is the last push to get our artists and entertainers on for Caldera Fest. So I'm pushing those guys. And since you guys are going to be over in New Jersey on the 18th, we're going to have Amara, who is the coordinator of that particular festival, on June 2nd. So you're just...
Oh, very cool.
See, I'm ahead of you already. I'm already starting to...
Oh, that's good, because we're running out of... You know, so, all right. Well, let me go ahead and recap a couple of things, and then we need to get out of here. So,
okay.
Let's see. Thursday night, we're going to have Ginger Doss. A week from tonight, we're going to be talking about the Tower card as we hurtle rapidly toward the end of the Fool's Journey. And then the following Thursday, on the 12th, will be Murphy's Midnight Rounders, Brad, and probably Teresa.
Mm-hmm.
Then on the 17th, 2 weeks from tonight, we're going to be talking about elemental fire and the direction of south. And then the 19th, we'll have Tuatha Day. And then the 24th will be our full moon ritual. The next day, we're going to be driving away and headed towards Caldera Fest. So the 26th is still up in the air as to if we're going to do a rebroadcast of what exactly we're going to do on the 26th. Just tune in and be surprised. So with all of that said, I want to thank everybody again for being with us. Thanks to all of our listeners for sharing these Tuesday nights with us. Thanks to all of the ritualists, and thank you most especially to the lady that puts up with me day in and day out, my lady Robin. Mwah. I love you, darling.
I love you too, sweetheart.
And with that, it is time to wish you all a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Good night, blessed be.
Good night, blessed be.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.